Okay.
So, I re-recorded this intro because Snapchat, the thing I'm recording on, deleted it. I only use Snapchat because it has a cool grainy filter. Like, it doesn't really do anything to my face. But it has, like, a grainy filter. Like, it looks like it's sandy. Anyway. So, I was, in a Discord server, capping the Discord server, and the reason I was in there was solely to screenshot it, because I knew these motherfuckers in this Discord server were the ones rewriting my thread together, and it was, and at this, in this server, Axom the fucker even renamed himself to Axom. Like, it was incredible. Like, I join, and his name is already that. And it's like, this isn't even a gay op to fuck with me, because his name was already that. Like, before I joined, he'd nicknamed himself to Axom, okay? So, this is when stuff gets annoying. I record the Discord and screenshot shit, because I wanted evidence that the rewrite of my thread, which most of it was just shit information, like, just complete, what Doxman would call a D-trace, or like a fail dox. Like, they didn't have my parents, they didn't have where I lived, they didn't even have my birthday right, which is a weird one. They rewrote it, and in this Discord channel, and I just wanted evidence of that. So I screenshotted it and emailed it to Josh. Now, he probably isn't going to do anything about it. He's probably not going to read it. He's probably not going to reply. That is absolutely fine. It's just there for documented evidence that I called out these gay ops. That is literally why I did it. Because I don't want people being like, oh my god, Elaine knew and didn't say anything. Ugh. Like, people will always find a way to make this my fault somehow. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do this because it's the right thing to do. And people are not going to be able to say that I didn't try and stop it. So I leave this Discord server, which prompts Impressor to upload old content of me and redate it to recent. Which is what what he does. And for some reason, no one calls it out. And Sprayheader just thinks it's recent content because he's stupid. And men are just... Like, they have legitimately, like, room temperature IQ. And it's quite funny because, there is nothing proving these dates. Like, people, no one's calling out this guy and saying, like, where's the timestamps? Like, where's the, like, time frame for this content? He can just upload content that came from any point at any time. And he can just say, like, oh, this was really recent, and no one says anything. No one says, like, oh, there's literally no evidence that this was, like, a conversation that happened recently. So that is my problem, is because everyone's like, oh my god, Elaine was still in BC with Maddie Cat. It's like, no, that was actually, like, probably in November, I think, last year. But Impressor just can't stop lying about women that reject him, so that's why it's come up as, like, the sixth or the fifth. But the funniest thing about this man is, and it would be one thing, if it was someone I didn't know uploading videos of me. With Sprayheader, it's like, oh, it's this freak weirdo autist who's obsessed with all this internet shit. Fair enough, whatever. Like, I guess take your meds. Like, I don't know. With Impressor, this is a man I rejected, like, dozens of times. Like, there are caps of him saying shit like, oh, Elaine jailbait, how ooh-woo. Like, this is so cute. And him uploading images of me from my private Instagram account that I didn't know he was added on. That he probably had to make a fake account to get me to accept him on. From when I was like 16, 15. It's just so fucking annoying because it's the same fucking skirt offenders every single time. And like, he then, when he gets mad that there's no new content because I refuse to VC him, he just uploads old content and redates it to a recent date. Because he can't even be honest and have integrity with that. Like, you can't even trust him with dating videos correctly. And he acts as if Josh banned him for, like, no good reason. That Impressor was just expressing his right to free speech. I'm sorry, Impressor's one of the, like, many bans I actually think Josh has got correct. Because at the end of the day, the guy is a freak. And one of these days, he is going to molest someone. And KF would be blamed for it. It would be like, oh, look, Kiwi Farmers molested someone else. And it's like, I get it. Because at the end of the day, I wouldn't have that guy anywhere fucking near me. And it's fucking irritating. Because Sprayheader will fall for it. And he'll be like, oh my gosh, look, she's VCing with these degenerates. It's like, have you considered that? Hear me out, buddy. Have you considered that this is not recent content? Because I'm pretty sure the same video has been uploaded before. Like, the exact same video. There's also this, like, I don't understand why Impressor and Spray have this, like, weird relationship where, like, Sprayhead is plugging Impressor content on KF. Like, the fucking audacity. Like, the audacity. Like, why are you plugging this person who's permabanned on site's content onto Kiwi Farms? Like, if I was Josh and I saw that, ban. I'm not Josh, so I can't make that decision. I am just saying what I would do. If I saw someone shilling that pedophile's content, ban. Weird user, ban. Red alert. Alarms going off, sirens going off. Ban. This person's a problem. If Sprayhead is going to upload Impressor's content and link it and give him all this, like, all these views, have you ever considered that they're probably in DMs in some Discord server together? They're probably sexting, having scrote, weird, disgusting content combos in DMs. Like, have you considered? I also want to point out, I have so few people blocked, it's unreal. Like, I have, like, about 3 people blocked, and one of them is Impressor, okay? I don't do a Josh and be like, I want nothing to do with you. I mean, fair enough, but I don't do that. I don't like a lot of the things he does in relation to, like, I don't believe he really does care that much about women. It's hard to see that from the perspective of someone who did have revenge porn made my permanent profile picture on KF. Like, that is really difficult for me to overlook that, and I hope people get that. But at the same time, like, I don't fault him for, like, a lot of his ban decisions and, like, privacy decisions. Like, those really are up to him. But with what I want to try and point out is that I don't block people that easily. Like, I don't get that pissed off that easily. A lot of these people are pathetic. Like, Sprayheader, like, that guy is, like, a little autist, a harmless little autist running around the internet. He hasn't taken his meds. He thinks everyone's part of a satanic cult. It's comedy, okay? But when it comes down to, like, Impressor, this is a man I rejected. And it's, like, someone that personally has a problem with me purely because I wouldn't, like, fuck them. And it, people always say, oh, Elaine's such a whore. She's always so nice to her simps. Okay, watch what happens when I'm not, okay? Like, if I wasn't, I would have Impressors running around doing this shit. Like, I don't have a choice, do I? Do I have a choice? But The other thing I want to point out is, okay, yeah, Sprayhead is at the point where he's just uploading Impressor content. Like, it's just, that is terrible. Oh yeah, here's the thing. These people are very chronically unemployed in the sense that I would never have the time in my day to write out, like, a huge long paragraph about someone else's watch, especially if it was a photo from 7 years ago designed as bait. Like, I'm not in Israel. That photo is in Israel. Like, that photo was taken in Israel, like, 7 years ago. I don't even remember whose watch it was. I just thought it was funny. And I know people are going to be like, you're only pretending to be retarded. I'm sorry, do I look like I'm in Israel right now? Like, please explain to me how that would work. But there are people who are writing, like, multiple, like, I counted the comments. There were, like, 19 comments from Kiwi Farmers in response to that photo of a watch that I don't even remember where it came from or why I was wearing it. I'm pretty sure it wasn't even mine and it was a friend's. But 19 comments. This is why I uploaded it. You realise that? Because it's comedic. It's funny. Like, really, it's the most unemployed behaviour. Like, tell me you don't have a job without telling me you don't have a job. And yes, I look down on people without jobs. I don't care. I know that sounds bad. But at the end of the day, most of you are in America, okay? If you don't have a job in America, there is something, like, seriously wrong with your brain. Like, how are you unqualified in a first world country? Like, I just need to know. And these people sit there all day. Like, here's the truth. It could be the most folex around. It would still be funny because of how much, like, actual spurging it generated. Like, we're talking 19 plus people who felt the need to upload images from Google of watches and be like, does this look like the one in the photo? See, the watch, the interface, the firewalls are all fucked up. this is, like, you cannot call yourself a troll and be typing that shit on the internet. Like, are we sure I'm the lolcow? Maybe the lolcows are the friends we made along the way. Like, are we sure it's me? Like, are we sure? Like, I mean, we have one guy uploading content from, like, November because he's mad that I left his Discord server. We have another one who's plugging this pedophile shit. Like, and then we have 19 plus people who are obsessed with a watch that they never saw in real life. Like, it's, you couldn't make this shit up. Like, what is this? What the actual fuck? Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand what, how this is, like, surely KF wasn't set up for this purpose. Like, am I wrong? Or has the content, like, deteriorated? Don't ask me how to fucking pronounce anything. Hasn't it gone down massively? The content on KF? Like, is it just me? Or are we at, like, a non-10 stage? Like, is it just me? Or is, like, a photo of a watch just not lolcow content? Like, I'm pretty sure lolcow content would be if I, like, went live and was like, I'm gonna swattle my enemies. Watch your doors, bros. Me and 764, the satanic pedophile cult, I'm definitely in. Sarcasm, by the way. Yeah, we're definitely going to swat down your front door because you were mean about us on the internet. Like, where is the, like, the material in, like, a photo of, like, a watch that's 7 years old? And you could be like, oh, she was only pretending to be retarded. Again, I'm not in Israel. Like, all of that would make sense if I was anywhere near the photo when it was taken. Like, it's not like I uploaded it and just decided that I was embarrassed about it and denied it afterwards. Like, I specifically chose an old photo that I thought was funny that would start up spurging. And it's so bad at this point that I had the ability to cause this many Kiwis to... Here's the thing. I think KF has deteriorated massively. Massively deteriorated. Because at this point, the only thing that's giving them any conversation about me is a photo of a watch. And I think this actually relates to dead internet theory. I don't think this is Josh's fault. But I think after a while, most lolcows who are not, like, beyond help start to realise that they should stop doing certain things. Like, they should stop joining websites for the people that they don't like. They should stop accepting friend requests from people they don't know. They should stop video calling people that are probably catfishing them. They start to learn those things, right? And when they learn those things, the content goes down a lot because there isn't any of that organic fighting, organic, like, weird, insane, extreme scenarios, whatever. So with me, they don't have anything, really. So they're grasping at straws. And at this point, sometimes I get bored and I'm like, what would be funny is I need to see what would happen if I gave them just a morsel of content. So I'll do something. Like, I'll be like, haha, Jim, I'll have it out on your doorstep. By the way, don't know why people took that one seriously either, because it's a running joke that people fight on Jim's doorstep, but apparently, or driveway, apparently people didn't pick up on that for some reason. That's concerning. I'm convinced men just don't know when women are joking anymore. Like, this might be a male thing, but anyway, people didn't have any content, so the only thing that they can think of to talk about me with is a photo of a watch that is 7 years old that I uploaded because I knew it would cause this reaction. Like, is the content really that dead? Like, as a lolcow, I'm starting to feel bad for you guys. Like, I am, and it's not all Kiwis. It's not all Kiwi farmers. There are some cool ones. I don't mind autistic right, actually. I like Little Drip. I like Mei Weiku. I don't know who she is, but her nails are like, I don't know how to pronounce that. Her nails are like she has a, it's probably not her nails, it's probably from Google Images, but her PFP is like, are like these nails that are squiggly. I think that's cool. I quite like Vesperus when they're not being weird and condescending in my thread, even though they're kind of like doxed. I liked this person called The Unclit. I think they were called The Unclit. And she was pretty cool, but she stopped posting. And I'm pretty sure it was because she was caught in, like, a leak. Nothing to do with me, just something I found when I typed in her email. But, I have eyelashes stuck all over me. Because I tried to apply fake eyelashes, and they started coming. Okay, I need to stop having an ADHD tangent. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is the content has gone down so badly that it's KF is now barren with, like, legitimately, like, Like, KF is now legitimately just the same 10 salty people posting. Like, there are some excellent posters. Like, you'll see a post from, like, Meiweiku. I can't even say that username, but I like her posts. Or I'll see a post from Little Drip. And I'll be like, that's a banger. I'll read that. But then I scroll through, like, 30-plus seething comments from, like, just the most garbage-saturated shit. Like, the most vacuous bullshit. Like, Anonymous being like, oh, Elaine's a whore. She'll suck off any guy on the internet. Yeah, apart from you, apparently, because you're fat, okay? And then you'll see Sprateheader dredging up content from, like, over a year ago, being like, hi, finally found when Elaine said this. Sprateheader, my problem is not with Kiwi Farms, it's with you. You as an individual. I don't like you, okay? KF could just not exist, and I would still hate your guts. Isn't that interesting? Strawberry Douche, Meth Head. It's kind of funny how she's able to post, but I'm not. This person has, like, charges for, like, drinking and driving and smoking meth and possession. Apparently that person is more mentally stable enough, whatever, to post than someone who doesn't do drugs. Me. Like, it's wild. Like, it's actually... The fact that Strawberry Douche is able to post at her mental state, but I'm not, there's something wrong there. There is a glitch in the Matrix, because I refuse to accept that. That girl is, like, literally one bad day away from being sectioned, and like, I'm sat there, like, wrangling her and making YouTube videos, laughing at her, trying to cover up her docs. And apparently she's the farmer and I'm the lol cow. I just want to know the, like, mathematics. The math ain't mathing, you know? But I like Dine. Dine's posts are great as well. He's really funny. But yeah, I just don't understand how some of these people are considered good documenters or posters when all they do is seethe. Like, they're just angry. Like, that's not, like, farming. That's just you being mad. Like, you can do that in the privacy of your own home. Why do you need a forum? But anyway, that's my little rant. Again, I am studying. And I'll be offline for, like, 2 or 3 more days, and then I'll come back. But I've just been working really hard this week, and I'm very proud of my progress with my work, because I got so much done. And that's why I privated my Twitter, as well as being flagged by all of these people. Because I can't concentrate when I have the sector and my work on at the same time. There can only be one when I'm focusing. So, yeah. Also, I'm better. Like, I was sick for a while, so I'm better now. Slay. Anyway, yeah.